It's still summertime, even though the leaves are starting to turn colors, and that means we're still in the midst of our summer reading series. And we want to look at this new genre of fiction. Mona Simpson's new book, My Hollywood, tells the story of the bargains that young families make when they're starting a family and the sort of guilt that they go through because of those bargains. And the book is part of this new genre called nanny fiction. In My Hollywood, we have the story of Claire. She's a new mother, and she chooses Lola to nanny her son. And we follow in the book Lola's story from her perspective, along with Claire's, all the way through the book. Mona Simpson joins us. Welcome to our studios.
Hi, thanks.
And I wanted to get your take on, I mean, clearly you are very aware of all the other nanny books that have come before your own. And it appears as I was reading the book, almost as though you're making a comment on those in the same time that you're telling the story of Lola and Claire.
You mean Jane Eyre and all that?
Well, even the modern, more recent books that we've gotten, the Nanny Diaries and some of the other books that have dealt with these stereotypes of the wealthy mother and the nanny that she hires.
You know, I've been working on this book for so long that I actually didn't, that some, when I started this book, I was sort of looking to Flaubert's A Simple Heart.
Gustave Flaubert.
Yes, and Jane Eyre, of course, by Charlotte Bronte. And while I was writing it, it took me so long that things like the Nanny Diaries came out. But because I was working on this book, I actually didn't read the other books that came out because I didn't want to be influenced really in one way or the other. But I was interested in it really genuinely from the point of view, not just to make a comment on other books, but I think up until now, most in America, certainly in most of the last century, people who employed a nanny would have been wealthy by nature. There was a kind of ideal, of, certainly in the 50s and 60s, when I was, I grew up, I guess, in the 60s, there was an ideal of the mom at home. So it was really only the wealthy who could afford a nanny. But with our generation going to work and growing up expecting to work, we're really probably the first generation of middle-class people who would consider hiring somebody to take care of their children and their home.
You know, all new mothers go through that period of, well, that period for the rest of their parenthood, you know, this period of questioning themselves. And Claire is kind of a mess that way. She can't seem to come to terms with what she should be doing. What's the checklist to make her a good mother? And in that sense, Lola makes her feel worse having the help from this nanny.
I wanted to write about a mom who didn't have an intact grandmother and mother on the scene who could sort of
guide
hand her down a prescription for how to do this in a simple and straightforward way. And myself, what happened to me personally, where this book came from, is I moved to Los Angeles from New York with a 5-week-old baby, and I guess I started in a mother's group or two. My doctor, my pediatrician there sent me to one. But the women were so confident and so certain and so competent, I felt nervous. And I would take my baby to the park, where I fell in with a group of nannies, of immigrant nannies, who were themselves, who had been moms. Many of them had you know, 3 or 4 kids themselves before becoming nannies, and had a kind of offhand grace with the whole matter, and were able to teach me things without being strident about it. So that's kind of where the voice of Lola in this book came from.
And Lola is a very, very interesting character. I wanted to read this one part that comes from, she speaks in her own voice in her chapters. At one point she says, "I am not here to settle. America may be the future of the world, but it is not the future of Lola." And throughout the entire thing, the same time that she's falling in love with this kid that she is taking care of as a nanny, she really does firmly have her feet planted half the way across the oceans back in the Philippines.
Yes. She herself has 5 kids back in the Philippines, and she's here, as many women are, working to pay for their higher education there. She's part of a culture which has a very shaky economy, and so there are many, many, many migrant Filipino workers, Filipino and Filipino workers all over the world. And she's doing this once her children are more or less grown so that they won't have to go anywhere. So that
right,
they
she's
can
putting
stay
them
home.
Through college.
College and in one case medical school.
Yeah. And I think the one of the things that's very interesting about what you've done is you've made their narratives, without being explicit about it, really kind of juxtapose this huge cultural divide, because Claire does not understand her nanny, certainly not during the first year that she hires her. She doesn't understand her at all. She gives her gifts because she wants Lola to spruce up the room in her own home.
Right.
And is distressed when Lola sends those things back to the Philippines.
Right.
So there's this misunderstanding, not just about how to take care of the kid, but also about them as women, just in their relationship to one another.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why I didn't want it to be kind of the more extreme situation of an extremely inconsiderate, wealthy person asking...
Spoiled,
asking for trifles. I wanted it to be someone who's basically thoughtful. And I also didn't want Lola to be a kind of hopeless perils of Pauline kind of person who had very, very little back home. I wanted her to be somebody...
Or magical. She's not the magical Mary Poppins person that rushes in and knows exactly what to do in every situation, right?
No, and I also didn't want her to be perfect, as she's not in the book. I mean, I didn't want her to have a kind of ideal folk wisdom about the matter. I thought even with this nanny who actually comes from the upper middle class and is herself educated, and grew up herself with servants in the Philippines, and this woman who, the American woman who's really just trying to do her work and have a kid and is insecure and nervous and frantic about it all, even within these two people who are not the extremes or types in that relationship, there's still an enormous amount of cultural misunderstanding, of cultural bias, of just mistaken identity in a way.
You'll have to read the book to figure out how it all works out. The book is called My Hollywood by Mona Simpson. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.